This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's be honest. Let's have a conversation about Tibbs. He had a very solid game number three where he made the impact and the change and went out of his norms and maybe surprised the Pacers. And clearly, you know, Karl Anthony Towns had a lot to do with it too. I thought he had a great series against Boston. I think most of us feel that way. In this series against Rick Carlisle, he hasn't had a great series. Listen, you're down 3-1. Nobody's had a great series. You blew a 14-point lead with 2.5 minutes left. Nobody's had a good series. But I'm just watching the game, right? And I'll be I don't know exactly what they could have done. Like, I watched the game, and I'm just trying to think to myself, like, is it really that Shamet and Wright should be on the court right now? Is that the problem with what's going on? Is the problem playing the guys that they've played all year long to get them the back-to-back 50-win seasons? Like, is that the issue? Should Brunson be on the bench because of what happened in the fourth quarter in game number three? Should Deuce McBride be in there instead of Karl Anthony Towns or instead of, you know, OG Anunoby? Is that the real reason the Knicks are losing this game? That the bench, the much maligned bench, the bench that we all know isn't very good? Is that why they're losing this game? Because the matchups dictate playing your bench in the key moments of the game? Like, I refuse to believe that. I just think they played terribly. I think, you know, Josh Hart was awful. I think Jalen Brunson did not have a good game other than, you know, early on the offense in the first quarter, right? What, he scored 12 or 13 points in the first quarter, keeping up with that Pacers run. He kept them in the game with his offense, hit a couple of big threes, you know, does what he does and gets to the basket. He scored 31 points, but 11 are free throws. And he scored 2 points in the fourth quarter, and he had three killer turnovers. And is a minus 16 in the game. And was a minus in the game the other night as well. Like, Brunson hasn't played well. If you want to just get into it, Halliburton has been the better player in this series. And he certainly was the better player last night. Dominated the game. Got anything he wanted. Brunson has to work real hard to get what he wants. And he hasn't always got it. Last night, Halliburton got whatever he wanted. So we could blame the coach, and you can call me up at 888-808-1019 and give me all the different reasons why Tibbs was lost in this game, and you might even make some valid points. But you're going to have a real tough time convincing me that this Knick team could have won the game if Tibbs only did this or if Tibbs only did that. I'm going to have a real tough time with it. You could say that in game number one because literally any one thing goes different. The Knicks win that game. They were losing this game. Plain and simple. The Pacers were playing better. They were losing this game. There was nothing that was going to happen. I know they got it to six. I know there was different way. I know, listen, I wanted Josh Hart off the floor with the way he was playing. You're going to have a tough time convincing me if Tibbs only did this, the Knicks would have won the game. They got beat. Plain and simple.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.